the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources. This is Thursday, May 26, 2005, and we're here for a work session on House Bill 5078, which is the budget bill for the Columbia River Gorge Commission. We'll open a work session on House Bill 5078. Ms. Jordan.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. You had previously been... I had delivered to your office the work session papers for the Columbia River Gorge Commission. This is the House budget plan. Budget. So I'm just going to go through the packages. What you have in front of you is a historical view of the budget from 2001 actual up to the governor's recommended and then the LFO recommended budget. On page 2 is the policy packages. Package 100 was a request from the agency to fund additional position to perform planning functions. This is not recommended. That is a reduction of $137,133. Madam Chair, do you want to go package by package, or do you want to do it in block?
I think because there's only three and they're rather discreet, that we could do this all block.
Okay. Then package 811 is a House adjustment for a 3% reduction in services and supplies. This reduces the budget by $4,460, general funds. And package 812 is a program reduction to eliminate commission appeals. This is $179,318, general fund. That would amount to a total budget then of $548,336 and no positions.
Discussion on the LFO recommendations to the three policy packages. Representative Shaw.
Madam Chair, I'll be supporting the budget. Mike, I have a technical question. I know I stick in my head and I can't hornet's nest when I ask these, but does this planning position, would that qualify, would the Measure 66 dollars, could we legally put that in there in the future, if down the road somewhere there's some money, would that qualify to go in here technically legally?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So I'd have to look in that, but I don't believe it does.
I think that you would have a real problem trying to form a matrix between salmon recovery and habitat restoration and water quality in this planning position.
Thank you.
Further comments or questions, Representative Marsh?
Yes, I see some representatives of the commissioner here, and I'm a little concerned about the cuts that we're putting in and how it intersects with Washington State in that this is a bi-state compact. And are we maybe getting to the point where we're going to run afoul of the National Scenic Act itself, and will Congress maybe consider pulling back and maybe taking back control of this situation? So
with that we did have significant discussion on that point in the subcommittee, in the Natural Resources Subcommittee, when we met jointly and discussed this issue. And we've also worked on this budget, of course, over bienniums quite some time and explored that issue too. So perhaps Ms. Jordan could give you some insight into that.
Well, there are a number of questions, Madam Chair, that you asked. One is the impact on the compact with the state of Washington. Any reduction that we make in our budget, if it is less than what the state of Washington has funded, they would have to mirror that, because the compact requires both Oregon and Washington to pay 50% of the costs for those services. And the state that adopts the lower budget ends up driving the service levels.
Oh, but you have to talk to him about Klickitat County. It wouldn't be a complete discussion without that piece.
Can I do it for him?
Sure.
I understand, Madam Chair, that county doesn't participate, doesn't put any money in, and they're just a holdout. So we have to pick up that.
You pick up half.
50% of any development reviews that would come out of Klickitat County. The Gorge Commission is working on establishing a fee to charge people in Klickitat County for those services, which would offset those costs. But that's all dependent on the number of requests for review or building permits in that county. That's that part of it.
You mentioned the amount that Washington State has put in. How much is that?
I believe that the state of Washington has already adopted a budget that is somewhat higher than the governor's recommended budget, maybe $50,000 more.
Could we get...
Well, again, we have discussed these issues at great length in the subcommittee, so in the interest of time...
This is a new subcommittee, Madam Chair. It's a special, the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources of the Special Budget Committee, House Special Budget Committee. I just thought that it might be appropriate to have some of these things on the record.
And they are on the record. Any further discussion around the LFO recommendation to the policy packages?
I had one more question, if you don't
okay.
mind.
Please go ahead.
And that, we're eliminating commission appeals. Does that mean we're making it more difficult for Oregonians, Oregon citizens to appeal through the process of appeals, or any comment on that?
Madam Chair, Representative March, if we eliminate the appeals process, actually, I don't think that they can eliminate the appeals process. I think other things that the Gorge does would have to would be eliminated. If somebody appeals to the Gorge, they would have to hear that case because that is their charge under the compact and federal law. So while we're eliminating the money that was identified as the amount of money that the commission uses for their appeals process, I think there would have to probably be some other adjustments made. I haven't talked to the Gorge Commission about what they would actually do if this amount was reduced, but it was the amount that it is the House plan budget intent to eliminate that.
Madam Chair, was that discussed in the Natural Resources Subcommittee?
Yes, it was.
The reducing the appeals amount?
There was that discussion. Representative Schaffler, do you have a question?
Yeah, I comment and question. I wish we did have more money. I wish we had a lot more money. I wish we could double what Washington had. I am curious, do you know what the Senate Budget Committee number is?
Madam Chair, Representative Schaffler, the Senate work session documents would adopt the governor's recommended budget.
All right.
I would accept a motion to accept the LFO recommendation on policy package 100, 811, and 812. I have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Please note Representative March's objection to the motion, and with that objection noted, the motion is carried.
And, Madam Chair, then the next thing would be a recommendation on the appropriation bill amendment. We would be deleting the amount of $806,929 in the governor's budget and inserting $487,558 and deleting $62,318 and inserting $60,778. The line 8 is the Joint Commission. Line 9 is the Oregon Commissioners.
I would accept a motion to approve the budget bill with amendments as presented by the Legislative Fiscal Office for a total agency budget of $548,336.
Sorry.
I have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Again, please have the record reflect Representative March's objection. And with that objection, the motion is carried.
And before you move the bill to the House Committee, there is the performance measures, and you have that attached to your worksheet. The first performance measure on the number of cultural resource sites was recommended in subcommittee for being deleted. The second performance measure was modified to have the commission identify what number of new residential developments in the National Scenic Area occurred and showing both Oregon and Washington numbers comparing the two states. The third performance measure, again, was having the commission show the total field of grants and loans, as is the fourth measure on percent of development. And actually, that is the case in all of the next several performance measures. Performance measure five was the percent of developments approved on lands designated forest and preserved land, and the sixth one is the percent of appeals resolved through alternative dispute resolution. Of course, if the budget is reduced significantly, that number would be very low. And number seven, number eight, number nine, we asked them to modify the measure by showing the total numbers of participants and citizens in their in the measure. Number nine, we also asked them to show both Oregon and Washington numbers. Deleted number 10 and 11, the number of gorge planner and planning director meetings held, number of training sessions held are deleted. We added the percent of development reviews issued within 72 days, 102 days, and 150 days. We left the annual federal appropriations letter the same, although that could be kept internally. Deleted the percent of all gorge enhancement activities funded that were supported by the Gorge Commission, and added percent of, well, that one's already been added. And then we added the percent of customers rating their overall satisfaction with the agency above average or excellent, which is the measure that's being added to all budgets.
Discussion or questions on the performance measures? I would accept. Did I cut you off, Representative March?
No.
Okay. I would accept a motion to approve the performance measures.
So, ma'am.
Is there discussion on the motion? Is there an objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. And I would accept a motion to move House Bill 5087 as amended to the full special budget committee with a due pass recommendation.
So, ma'am.
Have motion. Is there objection to the motion? Please let the record reflect that Representative March objects to the motion.
Sure. I will be supporting it in committee, and I may support it on the floor, but I will reserve the right to vote no on the floor, and I will certainly let you know where
I am. And that's noted in the record also. And with the one objection, the motion is carried, and I will carry this one in the House Budget Committee and on the floor. And with that, we will close the work session of House Bill 5087 and adjourn the committee.
Thank you.